Welcome back to the Press Box and our weekly countdown, or not our weekly, our daily countdown to Kentucky Derby 151. My host, as always, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Junior, thanks. This isn't just any countdown, but this is McLean's countdown to Derby 151 at the Press Box. And it's brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay. KTA and the KTOB as well. So have we reached the top 10 yet or not?
We are going to do two today,
yes.
And then we'll be in the top 10 starting tomorrow.
Okay. So where do we start today, young man?
We're going to start with Cole Battle. Cole
Very
Battle
Kentucky
today.
Name.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing, Buzzy. This horse is trained by Lonnie Briley, a guy out of Maryland, out on the East Coast. I think he's in his upper 70s, if not 80 years old now. And, you know, he's a guy that's been around, has banged and knocked, just kind of doing his own thing and making a living. And, it's just been a labor of love for Cole Battle. And, you know, he's able to put together a great career, and then suddenly he has a horse like Cole Battle. And, you know, he's won over a million already, Buzzy. And, you know, this horse comes into the Derby. I don't necessarily think he has a great shot, but, you know, here's a horse for a horseman that certainly deserves a shot.
Okay, so from what I have been able to find in my research, which is just, it's just surface compared to the depths that you go to. But apparently the horse has really good tactical speed, but distance is a question.
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. I mean, I was really rooting for this horse in his last race, which was the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, and he really ran a great race. He was right in position. Juan Vargas, who has traveled with this horse, this guy, Lonnie Briley's up in the East, that is wrong. This horse has been down in Louisiana at Evangeline and Delta Downs and out west with Remington
Park. He's
actually
from Opelousas, Louisiana,
yes.
Which is
yeah.
The home of Evangeline Downs.
Yeah, so I that's all of my fault there. But Lonnie Briley, you know, has been a knocker and a guy that's been around the game a long time. And you know, you were rooting like crazy for this horse. He wins the Rebel Stakes. He wins the Smarty Jones. He wins the Remington Springboard. And he had won the Jean Lafitte down at Delta Downs. He had won four in a row, goes in the Arkansas Derby. And Buzzy, you know, he really did everything the right way, the same way. He just couldn't finish him off in the stretch. You know, he's almost $1.2 million in earnings. This is a career come true for Lonnie Briley. He had every chance in the world to put him away in the Arkansas Derby, and he just couldn't do it. He was right there, and that's a mile and an eighth. They're going to be adding on another eighth of a mile here. And,
mm-hmm.
and with the quality of the closers in this year's Derby, I just don't think that Cole Battle is going to be able to put the finishing touches on it. I think he might be there at the top of the stretch, and you might hear his name, and a lot of people get excited, but I just don't know if they can get the job done and finish off the deal. I see this horse backing up at the eighth pole rather than finishing at the eighth pole.
So as you mentioned, they bought this colt $70,000. Cole Battle's won 5 of 8, $1.1 million in earnings, and you talk about Lonnie Briley being a hard knocker. His record for starts in 2021, when he was 68 years old, he had 168 starters. And then last year was his best year, 21 wins and $1.65 million. But he said he never dreamt he would be in this position. So a good horse like you, I don't know that it's good enough in this spot with, as you said yesterday, what very well may be the best quality Derby field from top to bottom we've seen in about 20 years or so. But certainly he'll get some sentimental play.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a guy you root for. You know, the pictures on the backside are you see, it's a family affair. And, I mean, everybody is loving on this horse, and well, they should. And these are the kinds of stories that you root for, as we've talked about on some of the other horses that we've delved into. And you know, these are the dream come truers. And these are the people that make racing go every single day. It's the guy that shows up every day, 7 days a week. I mean, every day of the month and every month of the year. And they keep plugging and they keep trying. And then all of a sudden, one day they wake up and they got a horse like this standing in their stall. And, you know, I think they bought this horse out of a Texas sale. So, you know, this is a dream come true story. You root for a guy like Lonnie Brawley. He's done it the hard way. He's done it with putting his blood, sweat, and tears into this game. And you root for a guy like this, and you hope that, you know, maybe he finds that angel pushing him in the back down there.
There you go. Okay, so who else we got today?
We're going to go with Citizen Bull. It's kind of the opposite story of kind of dream come true to rags to riches. This horse sold for $675,000 at the 2023 Keeneland September sale. A son of Into Mischief, obviously the best stallion in the world these days, and owned by the litany of owners that support Bob Baffert. So this is the two-year-old champ returning to race this year. He's raced twice. He won the Robert B. Lewis Stakes at Santa Anita in his 25 debut buzz. But he only beat four other horses in there, and he beat Rodriguez, who won up at the Wood Memorial, but he beat Radicat Road and Clock Tower and Valentine's Candy. None of these are horses that I think that you would say are going to be serious contenders. I mean, I don't even think Rodriguez, he's a speed horse, is a serious contender. And then you go back to his last race in the Santa Anita Derby, when the two-year-old champ was the facing journalism, but for the first time. And, you know, Citizen Bull made the lead. He pushed the lead. You know, but they didn't go, you know, the first quarter was 22 and change. The half was 47 and change. That's not out of reason. You would think that Citizen Bull could have gone on from there. He did not go on. He flattened out badly in the stretch, again, going a mile and an eighth. So I really start to question, you know, the only horse he beat was the stablemate Barnes, who I think was one of the more highly overrated horses last year as a two-year-old and this year as a three-year-old. And the two horses that come out of that race, both with legitimate shots, are Journalism, who won by three-quarters of a length, closing to beat Baeza. But they were eight and a half lengths in front of the big long shot Westwood. Baeza is as 23rd, 24th on the list, so whether or not he even gets in the Derby is a real question mark. Journalism will be probably the favorite, but Citizen Bull just didn't. I have a hard time on the last big race before the Derby having such a poor performance and then to suddenly say, we're going to toss that and he's going to rebound in the Derby. I have a real serious concern about that. It's going to be interesting to see how Baffert plays it with the jockeys. Martin Garcia, a longtime jockey that Baffert has used, has been riding this horse. So it'll be interesting to see, Buzzman, where they go with a rider. Do they go with a rider change? They stick with Martin Garcia. But this is a horse, again, that just with this quality of field and the number of quality closers in this field, I just don't see this horse having the kick in the stretch to get the job done.
Okay. So, of course, Gene is going to have updates for you each and every day about the workouts and everything. We've got post position draw, I believe, coming up on Monday. Daily updates from the track, and you can find all that at the pressboxlts.com. The Press Box and McLean's Countdown to Derby 151 is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Mr. McLean, you say that we will arrive at the top 10 tomorrow, and who will that take us to?
Well, we're going to actually go to the top 8 because we've already covered two of my top. I have Grande at number 8 and Luxor Cafe at number 7. Both of these we've already covered. We're going to go to our top 8. So we're going to go with Publisher, who is still a maiden. We've covered Publisher.
Yes, we have.
We're going to go to Burnham Square. Burnham Square, the winner of the Grade 1 Toyota Bluegrass. I'm going through my list. I have Publisher at number 10, but we've already covered the maiden. Burnham Square, I've got at number 9 for trainer Ian Wilson. Great guy, a really solid trainer with Brian Hernandez, who won last year's Kentucky Derby on Mystic Dan. Burnham Square, winner to Toyota. And then we're going to go with Tiztastic. So winner of the Louisiana Derby for trainer Steve Asmussen, who's still looking for his first Derby win.
All right, brother. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Love you. Have a great day.
You too, brother. See you, man.
See you. All right, bye.